326 on, what is today, the 27th?
Friday the 27th.
Yep. First. There's that.
Thank you.
Cell phone number? Home phone number?
80. We don't.
Okay.
Like,
are you working right now?
I do.
Address, or do you?
131. Senior Valley, 93065.
What's the phone number there? I guess you work all hours and...
I do. I can't... Right when I had a lesson, I was running back.
Well, in an hour, I'm supposed to coach my kid's soccer team, so...
My daughter's playing at the high school here in a little bit, so that's why I keep wanting to go, and she was with me.
Okay.
And this went down. So
where's your daughter now?
She's at the high school.
Okay.
She did. They did release her and the lady that was picking me up.
Okay. Did somebody talk to her already?
No, she didn't see anything. She just...
Okay. What's your... Did she, you know, she heard anything? Or?
We heard the gunshots.
Okay. But, I mean, yeah, so...
But we didn't hear prior to that.
That's okay. I just want to know exactly. Tell me what happened... You were made aware that anything was going on.
I was walking past this window here,
mm-hmm.
like towards the rooms on the left, and I looked outside and saw this car, the silver car there, with the
one you can just see the top
of?
Yeah. Okay.
I saw that with two men in white shirts with their guns drawn.
Okay.
I could not see what they were pointing at.
Okay.
We didn't hear anything prior to that. So
okay.
I saw the two, they were the undercover cops. I am assuming because they were.
Okay, where were you standing at when you saw this?
I was inside. Did you want to go in?
Okay,
the
so
house?
You're looking out the big window here?
I was inside. If you want to go in, I can show you.
Yeah.
Okay, the dogs are going to jump on you.
That's okay.
Okay. Ellie, back.
Hey, pup, ooh, boxer.
Yes,
hey.
My favorite.
I'm going to show you. Okay, so you're...
Here. So I was walking right here, and I looked up here, and I saw them standing there, but I could not see what they were shooting at. I saw that. I went, Nikki was sitting in here. I said, mm-hmm. Nikki, get down. And we kind of peeked out the window. We saw boom, boom, and we both ducked. And
okay.
That's all we saw.
So you're walking this way.
I saw that, two men drawing their guns.
And they're right by that car where the guy in the uniform is.
They're up.
Okay.
One more. Belly down. And then walked in here.
Okay. You told your daughter to get on the ground.
Get down.
And then you heard.
And we kind of peeked out the window. We heard boom, boom, or I don't know how many.
Okay.
And then we both ducked.
So more than one shot?
I did hear more than one shot.
Okay. Less than how many of you?
I'm going to say confidently two.
Confidently two?
Confidently two.
Okay. So you heard multiple gunshots.
Yes.
More than one, but you're not sure exactly how many.
Right. But okay. I can definitely say at least two.
Okay. It wasn't like 15 or 20.
No.
Okay.
Ellie, there.
Before they go crazy.
Yeah.
Were the dogs making any noise at the time or anything, or was...
They were not. They set off me a little bit when I got, when I was a little bit, I got nervous and scared
right.
And was, you know, a little upset.
Okay. Okay, was that before or after you heard the shots?
That was before. When okay. I hit, saw them and I knew something wasn't a good situation, I got a little nervous. The dogs saw me kind of running, and then they get they just kind of did that. They weren't, like, okay. growling or anything.
Now, could you see the guys you saw by the car, where were they standing in relationship with the car? In front of it, behind it?
They were on...
Both on one side, both on the other, or what?
They were both on the right side of the car.
Okay, so they're both on this side of the car.
They're both on this side of the car. I want to say they were kind of like if this were the side of the car, they was mm-hmm. like they were almost like kind of scattered, just okay. off a little bit.
Okay. Did you hear anything?
I heard no voices. We had only been home maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
I normally don't leave my gate open, but I knew that we were coming home. She was changing, and we were leaving. I was taking okay. her back, so I didn't close my gate.
Okay, in the 10 minutes that you were home and when you drove in, did you see anything
Nothing.
In the street, anything unusual?
Nothing.
Okay, when you got out of your car, did you hear anything? Everything?
Everything's normal.
Okay.
Everything was like it always is.
Okay, so you come home, everything's normal, you leave your gate open, you park here, you don't hear anything. You're in the house for about 10 minutes. You're walking back this way. You look through the window.
Walking that way.
Yeah, you can see the two guys by the car. Now, could you see that they're pointing guns?
Yes.
You can see they have. Okay, so you see they have guns. You go into this bedroom here. You tell Nicole, get on the ground mm-hmm. and stay down. And then you guys kind of peek
around.
Peek through the window, and you hear at least two gunshots.
At least two. Okay.
But you don't know the exact number, but it was at least two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know it was not a lot.
Okay. And you didn't hear any yelling,
Mm-mm.
any screaming. The only thing you heard was the two gunshots,
mm-hmm.
or the sound of the gunfire.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we both kind of got down, and that's it.
Okay. What happened after that?
After that, we made a phone call to our friend down the street, and we really just wanted to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we got Nicole's stuff together. I got my stuff together. Lisa from down the street pulled up and said she'd come and get us.
Okay.
And that's when we started walking towards. We saw the fire truck come up. We saw the ambulance was there. And then
right.
when we got down there, the motorcycle cop, the tall mm-hmm. guy,
yeah.
came up and. I said I told you what I saw. I said
okay.
I saw it. So I said, can she at least go? He let her go.
Okay.
And so she got taken to school, and then he took my information.
Okay.
And then I've just been.
You've been here, or where'd you stay?
I talked to my sister-in-law a little bit.
Okay.
And then I came in here.
Okay. Did your sister-in-law hear anything?
No.
Okay. And she's right here?
She's right here.
Okay.
She didn't see anything. I talked to her, and she didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Well, all I gotta say is that it's a sad situation, but if he was in danger yeah. to hurting us.
What do you know about your neighbor?
The cops have been there.
Okay.
Several times.
Okay.
I'm pretty much keep to myself.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and sister-in-law here, so we hang out. He's always been very friendly. He'll wave when I pass. He'll say
okay.
hi if I'm out getting the mail.
Okay.
But you could, I guess it's hard to say. You can see how someone acts, their demeanor, or just
okay.
You can tell that there was troubles.
Okay.
I would say. I don't know any specific.
Do you know how many folks live there?
People come and go
okay.
from that place. I know the older guy, the old man.
You know what his name is by chance? Okay.
I don't know any of their names. I just found out the guy's name that was killed.
Okay, what was that?
Eric.
Okay.
I didn't know that till now, and he's lived there for. I've been here for over 11 years.
Okay.
How
long has he been there?
You know, I'm. A few years because it used to be the old guy and then an old lady
mm-hmm.
and then she passed away
okay
and then he showed up
okay
and then there's been different guys there's been different women there
okay.
there's I think people live in the trailer I don't I try to keep out of it.
Okay, I mean, but as far as your interaction with them, you're not on like a social level with them?
Just
wave to your neighbor, how you doing? That's pretty much it.
That's the extent of my conversation.
You don't go to their house for dinner, they don't come to your house for dinner.
He's just a neighbor.
Okay, and up until this point, you didn't even know his name?
I didn't know his name until about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago.
Okay, and to your knowledge, there used to be an older gentleman lived there. You believe he had passed away and there was
he's still there.
The older lady passed away.
A few years ago.
Okay.
I want to say that was his wife.
Okay.
I think. And then I think that was the son.
Okay.
But then there's been women that come in and out. I don't know if they're all related. I don't know the dynamics of
okay,
that.
So there's quite a turnover of people in that house?
There's a few people. This guy that was shot, he's been there, though, constantly since the mom passed away. I don't know for sure.
Or since, the lady, how long ago was that?
I would say maybe 3 years, 4 years, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere, maybe 3-ish years.
All right. And the police, you said they've been there before. Could you estimate how many times? As best you recall?
I'm going to say at least, I know, like at least 3 different occasions.
Okay, was that recently or?
No, I wouldn't say, it's probably been in the past few months, but it'll be like a few months will go by and then you'll see cops there, and then a few months will go by and you'll see cops there, or people. But then I'll see them, like one time they came and they just like casually walked to the door.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they ever went there for? Did you ever hear any disturbances or anything before, or anything you believe that would have necessitated the police showing up?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you've never seen any fights or heard arguments?
No,
or?
I haven't.
Okay. But you said the police have been there.
They have.
Several prior times.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could tell that there were, that there, there could be some problems there.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, let me do this. I don't have my card with me. I will give you my name and phone number.
Okay.
If you think of anything else.
All right.
You can give me a call.
Okay. Am I allowed to ask what he was doing?
I don't know, to be honest with you. We were doing a surveillance over in North Ranch. I work at the Thousand Oaks station.
Oh, okay.
And I just heard it on the radio that there was some problem with the guy. Again, I really wasn't listening to it because I was listening to the radio for our surveillance. I kind of heard off and on that next thing you know, there's shots fired. So I really don't know what the issue was.
I heard he was armed, and that's all I heard.
And that's not something you heard. Or you knew for a fact you heard from someone?
No, I just heard.
Okay. That wasn't something you heard until after?
I didn't hear that until way after.
Okay. All right, there's my name, my phone number at work, and my email address if anything comes up. You said your sister, sister-in-law, is she still home?
No, she went out, she went that way. She had to pick up about 5 kids from school.
Okay.
But when we were talking to her, she had no idea what was. Okay. She's like, what happened? So, that's my sister. My sister-in-law and brother live there.
And what's their address? Sure, later on, everybody will have this thing knocking on doors and whatnot. Just let them know you talk to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank